Mike Tomlin has had a bad habit of falling behind significantly in playoff games. Here's what he had to say about that at his press conference yesterday.
Recent playoff games, the first quarter's been outscored by a lot. What have you guys learned looking back at that? Is there a trend?
I don't know that I've analyzed it in that way. As I mentioned, man, so many of these guys don't share that experience, and so it's less relevant. I'm really just trying to put together a good plan for this collective in an effort to combat what we anticipate getting from Houston this week.
Mike Tomlin has admitted in the past to lying to us, to lying to the media, and it's not his prerogative to give us the God's honest truth whenever he gets behind a microphone. It's my prerogative. I will never give you a take that I don't fully believe. I am an honest broker. But Mike Tomlin, his job isn't to give us what we want, to give us a pound of flesh. No, his job is to win football games. He has admitted to lying in the past. I hope he's lying there. I do. I would hope that they'd try to fix that particular problem. They haven't given themselves a chance in any of their previous six playoff games to win. Like, when you are trailing in a playoff game, that's bad news Bears, baby. And the Steelers have been outscored 76-0 in the first quarter of their last six playoff games. They haven't won a single one of them. And I'm here to tell you, if they fall behind against Houston, they are cooked. They are done. Houston has one of the best defenses in the NFL, if not the best. I mean, statistically, they're first in points allowed and first in yards allowed. But they're also one of the best pass rushes in the NFL. They have 47 sacks on the season. Danielle Hunter has 15 sacks. Will Anderson Jr., who's a freak, has 12 sacks. They have 15 and 20 TFLs, respectively. They get the quarterback on the ground. They will pin their ears back, and they will tee off on you if they're ahead in the game. There are two ways that becomes a problem. They could be ahead and down in distance, and they could be ahead in a football game. And here's why I'm big-time concerned about that. Mike Tomlin doesn't seem to be. And the last two games, which were win and get into the playoff games, the Steelers have fallen behind 17-0 cumulatively in the first quarter of those games. And they were down 10-0 against both. That's a soccer term for zero, folks. You learn something new every day. They were down 10-0 against the Browns, 10-0 against the Ravens. You do that against Houston, ball game.